Leading up to Thursday, August 4th, the town of Two Harbors was bracing for an onslaught. The tall ships were arriving for the 2022 Lake Superior festive sail. After 9 months of confusion, at times in anticipation, residents were mostly full of trepidation. The weather outlook was good, but social forecasts called for traffic jams, public nuisances, runs on local food supplies, and shortages of everything from ice to toilet paper. These concerns were seen online and heard in daily conversation for weeks. Zoom ahead to a blustery day, Sunday, August 7th, when the festive sail was drawing to its formal close. A northeast wind whipped over the breakwall, waves crashing on the lakeside walkway. On the bay side of the breakwall, all was well. The Fractals were playing surfin' rock and roll on the Gerhard Fulgero, and modest crowds were touring the larger of the masted ships, the now Trinidad, the brig Niagara, and the Pride of Baltimore. I moseyed over from Van Hoven Park to the breakwall and out to the vessels. Aware that there had been no traffic jams of note that weekend, there were no major emergency events, no parking chaos, no restaurants closed for want of ice or ingredients. In fact, several of the cafes and bars and social clubs around town were a little shy on the crowds of fest-going customers that they'd planned for, and to a large extent, locals appeared to have decided to stay home and avoid the expected throngs downtown. All the preparation and caution had succeeded in moving thousands of folks around town smoothly, but in the process, many visitors may have missed out on the town's other attractions besides the Fest of Sail. But none of that mattered to folks whose minds were on the lure of these ocean-going vessels and the nomadic crew members who were here for one last afternoon of showing off their ships to the public. Walking out on that farewell Sunday to that long man-made concrete wall that was holding back this great lake from our harbor, the sound of voices carried, challenged by the wind. Listen, can you hear them over the roar of air and waves?
Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise them high. It's always greater to have said, better him than I. But now Dini was a sailor, who had a smile for all his mates, and he said, where you go, he always had a pain. He took an air to face the gale, he left with a laugh at his side, surrendered over to Davy Jones.
Davy Jones!
That's bad.
Oh, crap.
Better him than I, so pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise them high. It's always greater to have said, better him than I.
The Venus they had all worked out, all our schemes were played, and Christie straps had all been sprung, we hadn't been afraid. The boys were gone, the girls with Mav and ship we sailed away.
I didn't like you anyway.
Laughing better him than I.
So pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise them high. It's always greater to have said, better him than I. So pass the mug around me, boys, pass around again. Don't be stingy, don't be shy, we're drinking to a friend. Drink! Pass the mug around me, boys, shout and raise them high. It's always greater to have said, better him than I. It's always greater to have said, better him than I. Drink!
What do you kids think about living for months at sea on a vessel like this? How would that life be?
I feel like you'd probably get cramped after a while.
Yeah, they said something like 45 people jammed into the ship and that there were no places to sleep. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't like that.
No.
Right there.
Yeah, you live.
Well, we're Lake Wobegon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is who we are.
You were just pointing to a neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, I live right there.
right there.
Exactly which building. What avenue, what street?
Right coming out of here. I live on the intersection coming out of this place. Right by
you know where they're checking for the license?
On South Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
South Avenue. I live up our 9th Avenue.
So I'm with KTWH local community radio station. So this is Leo from KTWH here on the break wall on Sunday, the last day of Festa Sale, and I have a couple of gents from in town, and your name is?
My name's Daniel.
Daniel.
I live right outside the entrance to the whole.
So you've had a bird's eye view.
Kinda, yeah. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be originally. I think they did a good job with the parking and stuff, but I was expecting a lot more people outside my house and gathering, and it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, and you, sir?
I'm Doug from Two Harbors, and yeah, it was great. I'd seen it a couple years ago down at the behind the deck.
Yeah, and it is a little bit busier and wilder a scene at the deck, right? Yeah.
Well, we hit the tail end of it, so I didn't see much of it.
Okay.
But there's more ships here, and it's a lot more festivities.
And have you had a chance to get on board some of these vessels?
Yep, I have. Yesterday I went to attempted it, but today it's pretty easy.
Yeah, what do you think? Would you like to see them come back someday?
Yeah.
There's talk of that. Yeah.
A lot of relatives come in from out of town, so I wasn't going to go because I'd seen them before, but their interest and, aunts and uncles and stuff. So it was good.
So between us three locals, so what do we think, that we were all worried about something that we didn't really need to worry about?
I think so.
I'm worried too much.
I was worried about, people stopping on the side of my yard, cutting through it. It wasn't really any problems. The police presence was pretty big, so.
Too much micromanaging.
There's lots going all the way up Highway 2, so that helped out quite a bit.
Right.
Getting them away from the town and everything.
I think the weak link there might be maybe some of the local businesses didn't get as many visits as they expected, right?
Yeah.
So maybe there's a way to get a happy
incorporate them into the festivities and stuff. But maybe they've learned how we can do that, And
yeah.
So.
So if the organizer said maybe we try this again in 2025, you wouldn't...
I got you.
I'll be less concerned because I know what it's like this time after going through it once already. So
I guess we're learning by doing, and now if we can take home some things to tweak for next time,
it
could be a good idea.
Yeah, the town could have been like, I think if they would have built it up like the businesses would have had some events going in town to like kind of bring the event in, that would have helped out too. Like a lot more stuff going downtown, like when they had the street dance and the vendors there leading up to
it
to get people outside in the town.
And then communicate that to everyone that's coming to town.
I'll just bring more people in, I think, local too.
So I think we all agree that it was probably seemed wise to have the parking off site and the shuttles in.
Yes.
But if that kept some of the people from really knowing that stuff was going on in town, maybe we just have to tell people what's going on in town. What do you think?
Drop-off point could be a little different, and
the shuttle bus is going to work that out, I think. Events not just so focused on bringing them right to the thing. Maybe they could have set up a downtown point for the businesses, drop them off there, explore the area, and then wander.
Okay. Well, something to think about, and I appreciate your time, guys.
No problem. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gents. You're listening to KTWHLP Two Harbors, radio with a lake view, something for your eyes, ears, and maybe something to munch on.
We're listening to some sounds overheard at the Lake Superior Festive Sale in August of 2022, where the Fractals, cheered on by Captain Randy Elstad of Knife River, held their own playing surf songs above the roar of the big lake. Thank you.
This is Leo from KTWH, and I've just dropped on board which vessel?
You are on the Brig Niagara, SSV Niagara. She's a sailing school vessel out of home port is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
And the Niagara is a replica of the ship that helped to win the naval battle of Lake Erie back in 1813, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah. She turned the tide for the battle and won it for the Americans.
Fantastic. And yet, you know all this, and you've been on board this ship for 2 days?
Yeah, I've been trying to do a little homework in my off time.
What's your experience of the Fest of the Sail in Two Harbors so far?
Oh, it's great. Delightful little town. Everybody's been very welcoming. The festival itself, I haven't seen much of it, unfortunately, but it's been great so far.
And you haven't seen much of the town either?
No, I got here on Friday afternoon. I've been working since I got here. So.
Okay. Well, I highly recommend if you could get off for a few minutes. We have, it's Sunday afternoon. Yeah. It might be a little quiet for you if you're from a big. All right, where are you from?
So I'm from a city in Texas called Galveston. So
Galveston. So you're from the sea?
Yeah. I live on a barrier island on the Gulf Coast.
So you definitely have to worry about the kind of breeze we have today turning into something more serious.
Absolutely, yep.
And have you experienced that yourself in Galveston?
Many times. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, Galveston, I guess, is the scene of one of the most historically devastating storms of the U.S. history.
September 8th, 1900, the Great Storm. Yeah.
And how can you remind people just how intense that event was?
Yeah, so
casualties
by today's standards, I believe it would be called a Category 4 storm. They didn't know it was coming. It killed like something like 11,000 people. On its way out of the United States, it killed even more people all the way up into New York. It was millions and millions of dollars even in those days. Galveston was a very wealthy town before the 1900 storm, and so the damage that it caused was catastrophic. After that, they built a seawall, though, and we got another storm after the seawall was completed, and we only lost like 60 people, I think. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what the engineering did for the city.
But it certainly gives you pause if we have a future with climate change that could include hundreds of Galveston-type situations.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure, even if the subject matter is sometimes a little grim. Pleasure visiting with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And welcome to Two Harbors, and I hope you get to see some of it.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Hello, sir. Excuse me, I almost... Sir, I'm from the local community radio station in Two Harbors. I spoke to Angel Rosa the other night. I interviewed him on the radio. Can I ask you what your name is?
My name is Danny.
Danny?
Yes.
And your home base is from where?
I'm from Almeria, Spain.
Okay. And you've been here the whole 4 days, obviously, in the festive sales in Two Harbors?
Yeah, it's my first time in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And what do you think of your time here and the people that you've met?
The people is so friendly, okay? It's very, very good and nice people.
And have you had a chance to get off the boat, I hope, and see a little bit of our little bit of our small town?
Yeah.
And was there anything that you enjoyed or saw that?
Yeah, but there's so many people visit the ship. Maybe yesterday we have maybe 3,000 visitors, okay?
I think you might be the most popular boat to visit.
Yes, always. In all the cities, we are so famous, but it's a different kind of the ship.
Yes, okay? And I noted, is your crew just about 12 members?
Yep.
And it used to be in the day of Magellan that they said 40 to 50 people would run such
more,
a ship.
Or more.
Okay. And does that mean that you guys are working four times harder?
Yeah, all work on duty, all the day, work. Spanish style.
I hope you get plenty of time to take breaks on land during, because it's a long way to get here.
Yeah, but we have so 3 watch, okay, when we are sailing.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours on and 8 hour off, standby.
For days on end, until you get to land.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you get some time.
Yeah, we have so many time in port for visit and another place, okay?
And what are some of your favorite things that you've seen when you're in port in America? Where do you spend your time? It's a personal question, but you...
Yeah, I like it. Life, the same life in USA. Okay.
Yes.
Share my time with the local people and show me the different museums or restaurants. I love it.
And I hope you had some fun here too.
Yep, yep. I have fun every day here.
Excellent. Well, and how long is your time on the vessel before you'll get off and be back in your other part of your life? Every few months?
Oh, my life is so long in this world, but I started in 2018 for
yes.
1 year, okay? For my first certificate for to be a captain, okay?
Yes.
And now we have a 1 year for break. I worked in Spanish Courtyard for 1 year, and then the last 2 years I working in the ship for officer and now the chief mate.
Okay, so you're making a career of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you very much for visiting with us. I appreciate your time, and
thank you.
I hope to see you and or your vessel back in Two Harbors again.
Yes. Okay. Maybe in 2 years.
That'd be exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Amer Laben, Mazdruza, Lipu, Leo, Vinen, Noren, Poyen, Sudan, Kunkorski, Poho, Vine. Amer Laben, Mazdua, Dula, Zeli, Tele, Atlant, Mela, Vieter, Sovale, Helena, King, Tele. Amer Laben, Kovka, Umala, Tveltai, Sexy, Mixkan, Tala, Tutu, Kanin, Koven, Hertai, Sexy. Amir Lavin, Philly, Sipomi, Aski, Raiku, Hoigan, Soria, Kalin, Veritak, and Boyka, Vaipu. America, Lemmi, Maya, Sini, Teki, Mille, Sumio, Nainorli, Poiri, Sandali, and Penny. Hangas, Tosma, Pile, Tenya, Lexi, Mile, Mali, Hilani, Monosoto, Man, Hangar, Tatsunale. Go to America, flies a flag fluttering on the mast. You know young man's heart can be as wild as a river. The boat to America fights when the mast is taking a beating. On the Atlantic on a spring mattress, you can see my girl a-bouncing. The boat to America's prow, it was painted yellow. What makes these local girls act so sweet? Boat to America blows its whistle, the sound is just so pretty. Find me a lie, then a graceful girl I'll lie down right beside her. America is such a warm land, that's where I want to be. Finland is way too small for a young man's restless feet. I bought my ticket in Honko Town, went to see the world. My girl stayed behind and cried for me in the Honko Harbor. Pelangie Marzoherman Hongun Tatsunale.
This is Leo. I'm aboard the Brick Niagara, and I am visiting with you or who?
Hello, my name's Roxy, and I'm a volunteer on board the Niagara.
Okay, Roxy, so does this mean you're not sailing with the Niagara?
No,
across?
I am sailing. I'm just training. I don't have too much sailing experience. I've only been on board for a week now.
Okay.
And I'll be here for a little longer.
And so the Niagara is regularly taking on board volunteer trainees, then that's part of what the vessel does?
Yeah, so we're a sea training vessel, so we do take on trainees. We take on groups of college students, we take on adult programs, and we also take on high school trainees. And in addition to that, we take volunteers.
And so, if I remember right, reading that the Niagara is kind of an ambassador for Pennsylvania and sails out of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's where we're
and
based.
And do you mostly ply the Great Lakes?
Yes.
It never makes voyages, say, to oceanward?
I'm not sure about never, but
okay.
I know that we primarily stick with the Great Lakes.
And where have you been in the short time that you've been on board then? You just headed straight here?
Yeah, so I joined the ship in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yep.
We came through the Sioux Locks to cross Lake Superior. We crossed Lake Superior, came through the Kenai Peninsula on a night when it was too rough on the lake for us. We went through a waterway and anchored there and then came up and got here to Two Harbors on Wednesday.
So even being on board for only a few days, you've seen some superior superior waves and wind action that caused your vessel to have to take notes. So it makes you have a certain amount of respect already in a few short days for this greatest of Great Lakes?
I suppose, yeah.
What, and you've been in Two Harbors, had a chance to visit with a lot of people. What is your takeaway from your time on the festival sail right here in town?
Well, I think Two Harbors is a lovely town. It's been wonderful to go around. I've also been asking people. I hear that you have something big coming up on Tuesday, so I've been hearing various opinions about that. I've met a ton of people at the Festival of Sail, and it's just wonderful to see that people are still interested in tall ships and in sailing, and I think it's something very valuable, both historically and now. It's a wonderful activity, and I'm glad that people are interested in it.
It occurs to me that there might be questions that people pose a lot that we might not necessarily realize. Is there a certain question or two that you get a lot that I might be surprised by?
Not that you'd be surprised by, but things that I suppose surprise us because we're used to being on board. We get a lot of, oh, so do you live on board? Like, where do you sleep? And it's, oh, we sleep right under your feet. You know,
they
and
think
like,
there might be a bed and breakfast that you retreat to every night.
Or that you're staying in a hotel on shore. Yes. And then I get a lot of, do you actually sail the ship? And it's like, yes, we are a sailing vessel. We do sail.
That there's not a machine that sails the boat.
Yeah, no. There isn't. But then there are a lot of like common questions about things that sort of appear to be things they're not. For example, the capstan right over there, which a lot of people think is used to steer the ship when it's actually used to haul the anchor out of the water.
And you can't see that on the radio, folks, but when you do turn and see this very long handle and this intricate kind of gear mechanism, it isn't something I have in my house, so I might have asked you too. Indeed. Well, Roxy, it's a pleasure visiting with you. Thanks for being here with us for a short time on KTWH. And if you're ever back in this area, I hope you'll check out Two Harbors and Art Fair City again.
Thank you so much.
Take
Two
care.
Harbors has been wonderful.
Thanks.
The Lake Superior Fest of Sail has come and gone in a too brief slip of time, leaving us all on land wondering just what happened out there on the water. But with the goodwill and great memories that many took away from Agate Bay, it leaves us wondering and wishing for more such happenings to come ashore in Two Harbors Town, making waves in this quiet place we call home. We had music during this segment from the Fractals out of the greater Duluth area, as well as the Lindela Brothers from our Northland, and from Allison Brown. We hope you enjoyed Festive Sail coverage on KTWH LP 99.5 FM, your Two Harbors community radio with a lake view.